he was talking about. He lived up there where I think a mountain lion come down there and killed his dog on the porch, and he opened up his garage or his big shed out there one day, and there's a bear in there.
He has done that, and I wouldn't doubt either one of those. When I went up there, he said, he carried us in his machine shop, which is down in like his basement of his house. We walked around in there for a little bit. He built a Gatling gun in there. And then we walked upstairs and went in his dining room, or his living room there. He had a big set of French doors out onto a big old deck out there in front of his house, off his living room. And so it did look down out across the river and looked up on the other side of the mountain. And he had a cannon sitting in his living room floor. And I said, "What are you doing with that?" He said, "Well, that's my cannon." He said, "I shoot it every once in a while." I said, "Surely not." I said, where do you take it to shoot it?" He rolled it out there on the deck, got his ramrod and stuff, and he put some powder down in it, put a ball down in it, shot it over across the river at a rock wall way over there. And he said, "That's where I shoot it from."
Yeah, he was a character. He told me one time about running a wire down to his mailbox, too. And he put a speaker in there. The mail lady or mail woman or man or whoever came to deliver his mail, and he had some kind of recording that he had that he could play through that speaker. That scared the people to death.
Doubt that a bit. I miss him. He could tell some stories. But the strange part about that is, like I was telling that fella a while ago, you know, truth is stranger than fiction sometimes. And some of this stuff Dwight told you think was fiction, but it wasn't. It was really true. I called him on the way up there and told him I was on the way up to his house. And he said, "Okay." He said, "When you get to such a road," he said, "go to Simplex." He said, "I'll talk you on the end of the house." And I said, "Okay." So I'm talking to him on the radio, and he said, "Well," he said, "you'll see the goat out there on the rock." He said, "When you see that goat on the rock," said, "that's my driveway." And I said, "Okay." So I'm driving down the road or up the road, and I go by this rock that's got a goat painted on the front of it. And I there's a goat on the rock. I said, "That can't be his driveway." And I went on down the road. And I'm looking for a driveway with a goat standing on top of a rock, or at least, you know, milling around close to it. He calls me on the radio, and he says, "You driving such and such?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "You just passed my driveway, turn around, come back." And he was talking about that painted goat on that rock as his landmark.
You go. I know you've been bumping them gums of yours for quite an hour or two or three or whatever. And I know a lot of them guys on here don't know I'm the one that used to call Annette, and I've charmed you into it. It's the best thing I ever done. You do the best job that we've had.
I'm not going to say that that's the truth or not, but to taking Annette on Wednesday night. And you said you've been doing it for a couple of years and you was getting tired. And I said, "Yeah, I'll try it." And you said, "Well, come on down here and get the book." And I said, "What in the world are you talking about?" But I've been doing it ever since. So it's all good. I enjoy it. It's a lot of fun for me. And, you know, I've met a ton of people on the radio. And then when I go to Hamfest, you know, some of them I don't know, they'll look at me and they'll say, "You calling Ed on Wednesday night?" And I said, "Yeah." And then we'll get to talking, I'll find out who they are. But I don't have any ill feelings towards you for doing that.
I hope not. Yeah, well, you know, I remember, I know you got to get off here, but I remember one of our ham operators talking about a snake that kept getting his eggs on his chickens, and I think that fella passed away, but he was talking about a snake, black snake swallowed an egg, went down there and tried to go back through the fence. He couldn't get through because of the egg. You remember that?
Yeah, that was Jim in 4RQM, wasn't it?
I believe it was, yeah. And there was another one that used to sign in, and he was always talking about sailing or doing the submarines up the river there, wherever he was.
Yeah, there's several of them talking about the submarine races.
Well, Joey, we said hello, and I wish you all the luck, and I hope you and Joey are doing good. I know you had a situation there that kind of scared us all, but I'm glad that you're back on the radio and doing well, I hope. I've been having my problems, too, but I got to go back to see the doctor here in a little while, about the 24th, I think, and find out what he's going to do to me next. I've been sewed up and cut open and sewed up so many times, I don't know, they ought to put a zipper in. KG4 PFI, 73s.
You don't put no zipper in. I had never seen a zipper that did not leak. And we don't want you leaking all over everybody. So we'll just have to let him do the stitching, I guess, whether we like it or not. Maybe he can use super glue or something. That'd be quick and easy. But I'm sorry, you might have to have some more surgery and all of that. As far as me, I am doing wonderful. The last time I went to see my cardiologist, he said, I don't want to see you for 6 months. I said, are you mad at me? He said, no. He said, you're doing good. He said, everything is, you know, looks good, sounds good. So he said, you got 6 cylinders in there. You're running on all 6 of them. And I said, well, I can't complain about that. So I thanked him profusely for what he did and his efforts and yeah, the way they turned out. I feel great. The problem Joy really has is her back and is still giving her a fit. Of course, she's got deteriorating disc in her back, and so we all know what that does. And, you know, she has a few good days, and then she has some not so good days. But we're doing well. Can't complain about anything, or we could, but we ain't going to. We're just thankful to be here. But, Don, you and Linda have a great day tomorrow and the rest of the week. Good a bit later there, young man. Thanks for the joke. I'll tell that to Joy when I go in yonder. 73's there, young man. Talk to you later. KG4PFI, KI4DOS.